Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 17th week after the Sunday of Trinity Saturday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 20 through 28. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine are to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom." Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those whom it has been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 13 through 14. The tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted." St. Augustine's adds a gloss to this point. I wish he had left it somewhere on the way because it smells of Adam's cask. He says, "A ruler should not push the matter of humility too far, lest the prestige of his government may be weakened thereby." That is speaking like a heathen and worldling and not as a Christian. But we can forgive him this mistake. Not even in the saints is everything perfect. The sum and substance of the gospel, then, is love and necessity are above all laws, and there is no law which should not be slanted and bent according to love. If this cannot be done with any particular law, it should be abolished, even if it has been set up by an angel from heaven. All this should be of great service in strengthening our hearts and conscience. On this basis, the Lord teaches us here how to humble ourselves and subject ourselves to others. Let us pray. Lord God, always look upon us in your mercy and grace and empty us of the false pride that so easily clings to us as children of Adam. Grant that we may walk in the paths of true humility in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.